Hello, welcome to part 5 of the Prosperity Series that we're doing. We're extracting all the scripture out of the Bible that relates to prosperity, and we're focusing in on prosperity. In today's episode, we're going to read Isaiah chapter 45. And first, I'm going to read my highlighted notes, what I took from this first, and then I'll read out the whole chapter. So I invested this time to bring you prosperity as I boldly declare I will be running for Prime Minister of Canada 40 years from now in the year 2066. And so I want to earn your favor over the next 40 years. So we'll begin with Isaiah 44, 28, and then I'll read chapter 45. Now these are just the words I've highlighted, and then afterwards I'll read the chapter first, and then I'll read just my highlighted notes. So this one I highlighted basically like 50% of the content. So Cyrus was an anointed person of God. So this message goes out for people who are anointed. Mr. McDougall is anointed by Holy Spirit. So if you're an anointed person, this correlates to you in terms of prosperity, which I've picked out in this part 5 of this prosperity series. Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, saying to Canada, you shall be built up and put to, and to the temple your foundation shall be laid. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before him, and lose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors, so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you, and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze, and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know I am the Lord. When you call by your name, am the God of Israel, for my Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its settings, that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all things. Rain down your heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open them, bring forth salvation, and let the righteous spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to whom who strives with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherd of earth. Shall the clay say to him who forms it, what are you making? Or shall your handiwork say, he has no hands? Woe to him who says to his father, what are you begetting? Or to the woman, what have you brought forth? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. You command me. I have made the earth and created man on it. I, my hand, stretch out the heavens and all their host I have commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city and let my exiles go free, not for the price nor reward, says the Lord of hosts. So here's the notes that I have highlighted, and we are under Jesus is here. Cyrus energy is here. I can feel my spiritual antenna triggered right now. Anointing is being poured into me. God likes when we share the word. This is in page 888 of my King James Bible, by the way. So here are the words that I highlighted, Mr. McDougall, for prosperity that stuck out to me. who says of Cyrus? Now, Cyrus, you could just use who says of anointed people, or you say who says of Mr. McDougal? He is my shepherd, and he shall perform, or you replace your name with it, say John. Who says of John? He is my shepherd, and he shall perform my pleasure, saying to Canada, instead of saying Jerusalem, I say Canada, you shall build, and to the temple your foundation shall be laid. That means serve your community, build your community. Thus the Lord to his anointing, double doors, gates will not be shut. Make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze, cut bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, my servant's sake, I am the Lord. There is no God besides me. There is none besides me. Now, when he's saying there is no other gods beside me, there's nothing else besides me, because you don't want to add in new elements to this deep wisdom we're doing here. You want to eliminate what's not the scripture, because we're harvesting and hyper-focusing on prosperity here. So I'm talking about using your energy to the optimal degree. So there's no God beside me. There is no one else beside me. I am the Lord, because your thoughts, get rid of thoughts that aren't the Lord. And you learn how to surrender and understand God's understanding. The oracles of God are far beyond any human's capability. It's not possible. And we know that. So we surrender. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Rain down your heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up. Let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city and let my exiles go free, not for price nor reward, says the Lord of hosts. So if you want to reach the Lord of hosts level in Christianity, you want to focus on being a valiant person. A valiant person is someone who is courageous and determined, such as Mr. McDougal is. So we're going to wrap this up. This is what the Bible says regarding Cyrus, God's instrument, a chosen person, an anointed person. And so I'm combining the Jesus and Cyrus energy together. And have a great day. Amen.